USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. It's primary debate night for eight of the Republican presidential candidates not named Donald Trump. The GOP frontrunner is skipping tonight's televised primetime debate. Instead, Trump's recorded an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson that will stream on Twitter. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie are all among those taking center stage tonight. President Biden being made aware of the developing situation overseas since a plane crashed, reportedly killing Wagner Group owner Yevgeny Prigozhin. Biden spoke to reporters about it from his vacation in Tahoe Wednesday.
I don't know for a fact what happened, but I'm not surprised.
Kentucky Republican James Comer says there's a good chance Putin was behind it.
This could backfire against Putin if Putin were somehow responsible for this, which the odds that he were are very high.
The plane went down north of Moscow and may have been shot down. Nine other people, including one of Prigozhin's top associates, were reportedly on board as well. Japan is issuing an emergency alert after North Korea launched what seemed to be a space rocket. It came down the Pacific Ocean. Japanese citizens on Okinawa were panicked and sent indoors for about 20 minutes. Rudy Giuliani says that he's honored to be tied to the case in Georgia regarding the 2020 election. The former New York City mayor and Trump lawyer called the racketeering charges an attack on not only him and the former president.
This is an attack on the American people. If this can happen to me, the most prolific prosecutor maybe in American history, it can happen to you.
Giuliani says he's being charged for doing his job as a lawyer. The FAA is investing hundreds of millions of dollars to address near collisions at airports. The agency says there have been nearly 1,500 runway incursions since just last October. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
The suspect who opened fire on police in Pittsburgh is dead following an hours-long standoff.
I just want to commend all the, you know, my deputies and all the law enforcement officers that responded.
Authorities say it happened Wednesday after they tried to serve the man an eviction notice. Deputies were met with gunfire. They returned fire, resulting in what police called a significant gun battle. It turned into a barricade situation for several hours until the suspect was killed. No officers were seriously hurt. A federal judge is rejecting requests by two Trump allies to block their arrest in Georgia. Both former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and former DOJ official Jeffrey Clark argued their arrests should be delayed while they attempt to move the case to federal court. The Department of Justice is charging 371 people over offenses connected to an alleged theft of more than $800 million in COVID-19 aid.
A press release says that out of those 371, 119 either pleaded guilty or were convicted. Attorney General Merrick Garland said that the DOJ sees more than $1.4 billion in COVID relief funds that were stolen and more than 3,000 defendants with crimes. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Legendary USC running back Reggie Bush is filing a lawsuit against the NCAA for defamation. Lawyers for the 2005 Heisman Trophy winner said that when the NCAA alleged Bush engaged in a pay-for-play arrangement during his collegiate playing days, his reputation was irreparably damaged. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.